place that way out, man. Having a party's the only plan. No more studies, no more books. Join the kids who have good looks. It's spring break.
It's spring break.
It's spring break.
It's spring break.
Everyone's high as a kite. Sleep with a stranger tonight at spring break. You're on vacation, but you're still taking tests. If you get wild, you'll score the best. Drink yourself a case, it's much too low. On the breathometer, you need a 4.0. It's spring break.
It's spring break.
It's spring break.
Spring break.
Everyone's high as a kite. Sleep with a stranger tonight at spring break.
Everybody, looks like spring break's over. We missed it by about a month and 20 years. Never mind, undaunted we go on here at the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice, wrapping the whole darn thing in song as we celebrate what we've all been longing for, the season of renewal. Doesn't exactly feel like it's day, but spring has sprung. Right, Mama Nature gave winter the walking papers. I know there was snow in the Midwest earlier this week. We have a cold, damp, dreary day in the Northeast, but it's here, so let's get out there and enjoy it. We've got your requests and dedications mixed in here, and if you're listening live on Friday, April 4th, 9 a.m. out West, 11 Central, noon in the East, be in touch via Twitter at AB Writes. Tell us your favorite spring flings. What do you like to do? What are you looking forward to? That first baseball game, getting outside, enjoying the garden, hiking, biking, spring cleaning, falling in love. We'll tackle it all. And interspersed, we've got, a pretty robust free-flow pop culture convo and some great creative inspiration as well. So reach out, talk to us via Twitter at AB Writes. The show today being brought to you in part by Little Debbie, a smile in every package, and by Esurance. It's the modern way to shop for car insurance. 7.5 minutes to a quote online, esurance.com. It's car insurance underwritten by Allstate. So what do I look forward to? The first thing? The birds coming back to town. No, not the Hitchcockian sense of the word, but the rockin' robin variety. Here's Bobby Day as the Spring Awakenings edition of the Amy Beth Arkwee Show takes flight. Welcome aboard.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet.
Low rockin' robin, what we really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' robin,
tweet.
Rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Sweet low.
A pretty little raven at the bird stand stand talked him up to the pup and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a-popping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet.
Low rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand taught him how to do the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out-popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' robin,
tweet.
Low rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Carole King for Celeste and Nightingale. And you have, of course, Bobby Day and his Rockin' Robin. Sometimes the birds mix with the bees, and then you know you're engaging in amorous fancies. Here's Jewel Akins.
Let me tell you about the birds. About the stars in the sky, and a girl and a guy, and the way they could kiss on a night like this. And I looked into your big brown eyes, it's so very plain to see that it's time you learn about the facts of life, starting from A. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees, and the flowers and the trees, and the moon up above, and a thing called love. Yeah! When I look into your big brown,
could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream, if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Life could be a dream, if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom.
Hey, da dee ding dong, na lang na lang na lang, shaboom, ba do, ba do ba do ba ba. Life could be a dream,
life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you.
shaboom, shaboom, sweetheart.
Hey, I like this. It's kind of like doo-wop. This is the kind of music you should be listening to.
Okay.
I wonder, wonder who, who will write the book of love.
Romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give me just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who knew
who wrote the book of love.
Turns out, this is way better than anything on TV.
Lost and all.
can't find Love This Spring, put it in the one ads. Honeycomb, I'm the Amy Beth Arkowi Show, and Love, Fabulous 50s Style from the Monotones and Book of Love and the Crew Cuts. Shaboom. How are you? You doing okay? Reach out via Twitter at AB Writes, where Sophie says, love the music, Amy Beth, but not so much the weather. It's still cold in the Midwest. Yeah, I know they had some snow yesterday, so hang in there. Better weather is coming. Eventually. And it's baseball regardless. And, yeah, unfortunately, my beloved Mets are under the gun, 0-3. The Nationals swept them in their first series. But I look at it this way. It's kind of reverse logic because the Mets have, for some reason, good opening day karma. They usually win their opening games, and they don't usually fare so well during the season. So maybe this will be a reverse deal. We'll get going. Speaking of the Mets, though, some controversy surrounding second baseman Daniel Murphy. He took off paternity leave to be with his wife as she gave birth to their first child, missed the first two games. According to the contract, you can miss three games. He came back yesterday. But there was controversy when former football player turned sports talk show host Boomer Esiason made some ridiculous comments on his show the other day and said that Murphy had no business taking off. He should have been with the team on opening day, and he should have had his wife plan a C-section in time to make sure he got to opening day. Well, as you can imagine, there was a big backlash, so Boomer this morning apologized and said he had no business saying what he said, he shouldn't have put them in the spotlight, and of course he mentioned that he can't tell women what to do with their bodies, they know better than he. You think? Outrageous comment from a not-so-brilliant mind. What can you do? But hopefully the Mets will turn it around, and Murphy back in business has put me in coach, not at center field, but at second base. We get revved up for baseball 2014. Here's one of the best rock and roll baseball songs, John Fogerty in center field.
We're born again, there's new grass on the field. Costello. I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
And their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the
Who?
Contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
Well. I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Guy's name on first
no,
base.
What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's see.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Yeah, will you stay on third base
right.
And don't go off it?
All right, what do you want to know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
Oh, what is on second?
You don't want who on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base? You got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
Look, you got a pitcher on the team?
Sure.
The pitcher's name?
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw the ball at first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you asked me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now, you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same as you.
Don't change them around.
Same as you.
Go ahead. Now, get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot.
Come on.
Yeah, you got to play it once, but only once. Abbott and Costello's classic, Who's on First Bit, on the Amy Bedarkowy Show as we get revved up for 2014 baseball. Another thing great about the spring, you get outside, look at the sky, it changes all kinds of colors. Here's Nat King Cole, an orange-colored sky for Dondi.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky,
flash, bam, alakazam.
Wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange colored view. I gotta look at you. One look and I yell timber. Watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin. My spot be shot. I've been hit. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam.
Out of an orange colored sky. I yell timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout. I've been hit.
This is it, I've been hit.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Out of an orange colored purple stripe, pretty green polka dot sky. Alakazam and goodbye. Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
Blue sky smiling at me, nothing but blue sky do I see. Blue bird singing a song, nothing but blue bird all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Yeah. gray skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. And put on a happy face. Skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bakerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me. Now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place. And put on a happy, happy face. Come on, Bubby, smile. It's your birthday.
Smile. Tony Bennett, I love that song on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. That puts you in a good mood. Put on a happy face. And Lady Ella, Blue Skies, Nat King Cole, Orange Colored Sky. You put them together, you have a blue and orange colored Met Sky. You knew I had to go there. And from the Twitter feed at AB Writes, Rico says, let's go Red Sox Nation. So glad the Sox won one. Yeah, well, they're doing better than the Mets so far. We'll see. Long season. And Nixie writes in, hey, love the gardening, but can't do it yet. Still too wet and cold. Well, I'm with you. I get it, Nixie. Believe me. You'll get there, though. You will. Hey, by the way, are you so busy, immersed in social media, as we all are, living a fabulous, fabricating a fabulous Facebook life that you're forgetting to get out there and enjoy your real one? We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the baffling of social media. It has so many good things to it. Of course, reconnecting friends, helping people connect with support systems, promoting work. We've all used it for that. On the downside, if you get too immersed in it, some people get depressed. Some people get bullied. They've all even blamed suicides on too much exposure and obsession with social media. We're going to talk about that on Monday with one of our fan faves, Dr. Daniela Schreier joins us. In the meantime, we'd love you to weigh in with your own stories, positive, negative, curious, via Twitter at AB Writes. Just give me the hashtag social media, and we'll talk about it on Monday with Dr. Daniela. But in the meantime, think about this, just a little perspective. When it comes to lives or lawns, it may not always be what you see it looks like. Don't let the green grass fool you. Trudy rooted around the archives of this classic from Wicked Wilson Pickett on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Try to remember when we didn't have no shoes. We stuck together, just me and you. It took a long time to get what we got today. Now you wanna give it. baby, you got the love that I really need. Cause if you leave me this way, baby, you know what? I may not live to see a brand new day.
Of Eden. by I, Ron Butterfly. Sounds like rock and or roll.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friend. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone. Came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da. Played them all the old songs. Thought that's why they came. One heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky tonk. It was time to leave, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone. Door and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play a garden party, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I'd sing, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well.
The late, great Rick Nelson singing about his good old days, or were they, and Garden Party on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Also, The Simpsons, their version of the Iron Butterfly classic, in the Gata de Vida, or in the Garden of Eden, however you want to pronounce it. And, of course, Joan Baez putting her great voice around the classic Green, Green Grass of Home, and Wilson Pickett for Augie, I forgot to mention. And don't let the green grass fool you. You're worried about your lawn, are you? We've got some updates for that, and April showers all coming up next.
Uh-uh, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these brief words from our sponsors.
Look at this lawn. Weeds, dead spots, it looks horrible. What can I do?
Maybe I can help.
Who are you? A lawn doctor?
Not a lawn doctor. I'm Lawn Chiropractor.
Lawn Chiropractor?
Sure. Your lawn is sick. But maybe traditional remedies, such as weed killer and fertilizer, aren't the answer.
No?
Alternative treatments can work just as well, if not better. Your lawn probably just needs an alignment.
How long will it take before my lawn is healthy?
Let's start with 3 lawn manipulations a week and see how it goes.
Okay. Thanks, Lawn Chiropractor.
Now, if you'll just fill out these insurance forms.
Lawn Chiropractor, keeping both of us in the green.
Oi. Welcome back. It is the end of the Third Glee Show. So, yeah, rain is coming. Hopefully wash everything away. And April showers bring May flowers while you're showering things. How about showering the people you love with love? Here's a great one from James Taylor for Oski and Sandy. Thanks for taking along, guys.
You can play the game and you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Yet.
Shower the people you love.
Shower the people you love with love.
when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. Resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walks she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Pretty do. Don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry more than one soul could ever
I might kick off my shoes and join you.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying.
it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Working starts to make me wonder where the roots of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
After a few days here, you won't even remember the word spring break. Hey, how about some TV?
This is MTV, and we're rocking it's spring break.
Hey, this is VH1, and we're rocking it's spring break.
For CNN, I'm Bernard Shaw. Keeping it real and kicking ass, it's spring break.
We'll be right back.
Waiting on that sunny day. Springsteen on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show, our Spring Awakenings edition. It's coming. Don't you worry. Best stuff from the Hollies for Holly. We heard Jonathan Edwards' Sunshine, Save It for a Rainy Day from the Jayhawks. A Beauty from Simon and Garfunkel. Thank you, Paulette, for making us find that one. April Come She Will. And James Taylor's Shower the People. Thanks for joining us on our Spring Awakenings edition of the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. Hey, if you want to be a guest on the show, we are looking for storytellers. I think we're pretty well booked up for April and May. Wow, Trudy's big and busy. But certainly openings in June, we may be able to squeeze in one or two more in May. Looking for authors and musicians, filmmakers, social crusaders, theater folks, etc. Hop over to the website, amybetharkowi.com. That's also the place for the Inspiration to Action Challenge. Reach out, I'll clue you in on that. Any other creativity coaching questions. And while you're there, peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, both Killing Time and Dead Silent, available for ebook and paperback. And by the way, if you'd like to advertise on the show, we do have a growing, vibrant, literate, engaged audience. Reach out, you know, hit the contact icon, tell me all about your product or service or book, and we'll get in touch and put you on the show and promote you in a proper way with a great audience. Indeed, we will. So thanks for joining us. We've got some great guests coming up. As we mentioned, Dr. Daniela Schreier joins us again on Monday to talk about the big social media disconnect and other stories as time permits. And I am so excited about this guy next Friday. Upcoming rising country singer-songwriter Marshall Dane. He has got such a great sound. He will talk to us about his influences and inspiration, and we'll share some of his songs as well. So that's all coming your way. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to become famous and you're finding it hard to do, I mean, it is a big task, but maybe there's a fame vampire sucking up your 15 minutes of fame. Her name is Kate Gosselin. Have you heard about this? The high-drama mama is back. She is part of the upcoming celebrity with a small C in Invisible Ink, Apprentice. She and a bunch of other narcissists of has-beens, who heck are they, are joining Donald Trump's sideshow. It is, I guess, taping now or shortly. It'll be taping this spring. It will air in the 2014-2015 season. Other folks in the mix include Brandi Granville. She is from one of the Real Housewives franchises, I think Beverly Hills. I think there's an Atlanta housewife in the mix. Ludacris, the rap has-been, is in there. Geraldo, he of the Al Capone Safe, Fox News, and Twitter selfie fame. Come on, Geraldo, really? You need to do this? Outrageous. But I am rooting for Rudy. No, not Giuliani. Keisha Knight Pulliam, who played Rudy on The Old Cosby Show, all grown up, and she's going to take on these crazies. Let's go, Rudy. Not watching it, but I'm rooting for you, Rudy. We'll see how long KG can stick around to stay away from her kids. I guess if you had 8 kids, you might want some time away, too, but whose idea was it, after all? She's in the game. She's in the race. Speaking of races, hop on your bicycle. Here's Queen for Colette. I got it for you.
Bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say
him.
And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Roy.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
Your duties, oh yeah.
cage.
Mr. Jones,
hey Wayne,
hot dog,
I'm a cooler man. I don't want to be the president of America.
Place in the international competition for being the best you you could possibly be, huh?
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me.
Melanie Safka for Dondi on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show, our Spring Awakenings edition, and of course, Queen's Bicycle Race. Not fun in the spring when you're sneezing all the time. Later in life, they used to say you couldn't do that. Now they changed that theory, I guess. Not so bad, not as much suffering as a lot of people I know, but it comes and goes, and it isn't pleasant, that's for sure. Helps to clear out all the clutter, too. A little spring cleaning, you need a clean-up woman. Betty Wright's your gal. Maybe the Dark Alicia.
From across the street, got in my nose. Yeah, we carried our letters on the street with the wrought iron gate rose. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. At the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. Oh, Sam was up on top and I was on the bottom with the V. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke the tea. That's it. From the lady, and I cleaned the fan light inside out. I was blowing saxophone on the weekend in a down joint. What's my life? I'll have to be cleaning windows. Take my time. I'll see you when my love grows. Working man in my prime, cleaning windows.
number 36. Rolling Stone. I went home and read my Christmas comfort book on Zen. Curiosity killed the cat. Kerouac saw my bump and on the road. Number 126. I will be right tomorrow. I just burned a tanner a 3D bit in the windowsill here.
They were close for none other.
Jack Kerouac. The 10,000 Maniacs on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, saluting the Beats. And by the way, April is National Poetry Month. Speaking of a guy who loved poetry and literature and music, the very prolific Hall of Fame singer-songwriter Van Morrison, singing about all the aforementioned, as well as his early career as a window washer. That's what he did before he made it as a rocker and later singer-songwriter. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, it's coming up this week, I think, 9th or 10th of April, the induction ceremony and concert in New York City, a slew of great folks being honored. HBO airs it in May or June, I think May, sometime in May. We're going to do a little tribute, I think, Trudy, or can we do it? Pull off a little tribute set to those who are being inducted. I know it's a little more work. Big shout-out today to Trudy and Aurora and MLTCS headquarters, and we have a lot of extra elements, music, et cetera. It's a little more work-intensive, but we'll pull it off. We'll try to pull it off. But speaking of the Hall of Fame, Paul Schaefer, I think, will be presiding, as he always does, over the concert as the musical director. He's also the music director at Letterman's Late Night with David Letterman, and last night, you heard about this, right? David Letterman, shocking announcement, he's throwing in the towel. He will retire, I believe, in 2015, he said. So by then, he will have put in 35 years behind the talk show desk. That's enough, Dave. It's enough. It works for him. He's got that all shucks, snide amalgam that kind of works for him. And we'll see what happens. I guess I hear Jay Leno. Hear that? That's Jay Leno working on his resume. Not likely. We'll see what happens. Maybe Tina Fey will give her a chance. You know, it's always these white guys. And Arsenio Hall's back. So, but women don't get fared too well in late night. I know Joan Rivers gave it a whirl. Didn't work out too well. Whoopi Goldberg gave it a shot. Didn't happen for her either. Of course, it's a different ball game now. There's not just three or four networks. It's syndicated shows. There are a lot of slivers of that one pie. And the broadcast execs are not catching on to that. Speaking of which, in May, the networks will announce the shows that will be renewed or canceled. And I'm dismayed. I just discovered looking at USA Today yesterday that a couple of the shows that I happen to like are on the bubble, they call it. They haven't been renewed, and they haven't been canceled, and they look a little iffy. One of them is Parenthood, which I think is one of the best shows on NBC. It's on the bubble every year, and they keep renewing it. I have a little trepidatious feeling this year because it looks like they're getting ready to wrap things up. They only have two episodes left this season. It's one of the best written and acted shows, I think, ensemble acted casts on television. But it's on at 10 o'clock, which is a precarious time, I guess, for shows because they lead into the network news and the local news or the local late news, and they rely on those ratings so much. Another show which I was shocked to find is on the bubble is Nashville, which was a big breakout hit last year on ABC. I guess it's not faring quite as well this year, so we'll see what happens. And Revenge, which was a big hit, is also up for grabs. It's questionable. They don't make the announcements until May. If you want to check out USA Today, I think they have on their website, usatoday.com, you can vote to try to save your shows. They do this every year, whether it works, whether it doesn't. Sometimes it helps. We'll see what happens. There are some shows that have already gotten the axe. I don't know. There are a whole bunch of them. You can look it up online. Nothing stood out to me that I was distressed about. But I would miss Nashville. I love that show. And Parenthood, I think, is a great show. So we'll see what happens. Networks, again, aren't getting with the program that people do all the on-demand, you know, DVRing it, watching it on demand, watching it when they want to watch it. But the advertising issues and how they decide hasn't really changed because they rely on those advertising dollars and those ratings for the local news are crucial. So I get it. It's unfortunate for the viewers, but I do get it. Let's get back to the music here on our Spring Awakenings edition. This one for Whitney. Oh, I love this guy's voice. Darius Rucker. You know him from Hootie and the Blowfish, that great band back in the 90s. He is making a go of it and quite successfully inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. He is a solo country artist, the first, I think, black artist to make it on the country charts since Charlie Pride. So he's going strong. This one's called Wagon Wheel for Whitney on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, we'll
guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, no country weather keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I got a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock.
Pay attention. There will be a quiz on Monday. Not really.
I sit down on the train with my big pocketbook, the guitar, and the sugar-free drink. I wipe the sweat off of my brow with the side of my arm, and I take off all that I can. I am trying not to have a bad day. Now everybody knows the way that is. I'm not trying to be funny, but the guy who sits down next to me is even bigger than that. We are overflowing out of the seat, and I can't look at him, he doesn't look at me. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a half. My face is pressed up against the window, and through it I can see the reflection of the train. I spy on the big guy sitting next to me. He's drinking two beers and reading the New York Post, trying not to get in my way. Now everybody knows the kind of day that is. He's miserable and I am miserable. We are miserable. Can't we have a party? Would he rather have a party? After all, we have to sit here, and he's even drinking a beer. I wanna ask him what's his name, but I can't, 'cause I'm so afraid of the man on the train. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a half. Get me off of this train. Get us off the train. Oh.
Watching TV.
play. She says, where have you been? I've been lying right here on the floor. Well, I got all this time to be waiting for what is mine to be.
Got it on for you, Vicki, on our Spring Awakenings edition of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Also, the Roaches, their Rye Observation, the Travails, Riding the Commuter Train, Indigo Girls Reunion, and the great Darius Rucker's Wagon Wheel. As we get ready to wind down our Spring Awakenings edition, thank you so much for the requests, dedications, comments on the Twitter feed. A couple more coming through. Inspiration Action Challenge shout-outs, by the way. Paulie, who says he's painting again. Thanks so much for the encouragement. Thank you, Paulie. Keep us posted. And Vivica says, I'm plotting a novel. Good luck, Vivica. If you want a shout-out or if you'd like a primer on the basics for the Inspiration to Action Challenge, reach out to the website, amybetharkowi.com. Click on the contact icon and email me. I will get a primer up there on the website at some point on our blog. No problem. Also, the Radio Graffiti blog has updates on upcoming guests, including former rock DJ Joe Mader turned author, the author of When I Married My Mother. It's a memoir about her mom and struggling with her illnesses. She will be talking with us around Mother's Day. It's in the second edition. Speaking of memoirs, Tony Quantro has brushed up against some fascinating women. His book is Ethel Merman, Mother Teresa and Me. Sounds like a good read. We will talk with him and talk with you about social media with Dr. Daniela coming up on Monday. If you have an interesting story about social media, reach out via Twitter 24/7 at AB Writes. Just give me this hashtag social media. We'll talk about it on Monday. Hall of Fame set as well. Thank you, Trudy. Thank you, Aurora. Thank you, ML, at TCS headquarters. Whatever you do, wherever you go, drive safe, play nice, dream big.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples or leave me the birds and the bees. That you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I just don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot.
That was good. What else is on?
End of story. Or is it?
Hey!